Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome to another episode of Love & Hip Hop New York. It's season 9, episode 9, Sour Grapes. The crew takes a trip to the vineyard. Rich gives Miracle a wake-up call. And Jewel, Santana, and Kimbella make out in front of his mom. I don't know what's going on there. Stay tuned for all this and more.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
T-Pain, let's see if he comes back for the 2019. This is like, I don't know, sort of a remake of the Cash Money for the 99 2000.
Really?
Roll on. I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to have to go back and compare.
Yeah, we should.
So I'm here for T-Pain.
Is T-Pain featuring Tory Lanez. So you guys, check that out. But we're going to get right into this episode. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace, with my homegirl right here.
Yes, back again. I was gone last week, but it's your one and only Kayla Renee.
Yes, and we're back at it. We got a Guess That Bar segment for you. We got some news and gossip, so stay tuned for all that as well. So overall thoughts of the episode. What do you think about this?
Them sour grapes. The title of the episode was so fitting because everything about this episode was just so sour. It was so many arguments, so many fights, so many disagreements. It was just a lot going on.
I really think they set Naya up for failure. Like, her whole thing is, I'm new, Naya, and now they got Sydney poking at her, Mariah Lynn poking at her, and it's just like, she wouldn't even been in the setting with them if it wasn't for these other people bringing them into the scenario. So yeah. I think they're poking the bear there.
I'm like, I'll get into it. Are we going to get into that first topic? Or are we talking about Naya and Sydney?
Oh, no. We're going to get into the first topic.
I'm like, I got a lot to say about that one. But I'm like,
who, the wild child?
Circle around.
Transgender.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So one thing I can say about the wild child, she found a new way to introduce herself. So she didn't just come in saying, I'm this transgender diva. She has a new moniker. I'm the wild child. So
I think she's still using that, though. Because even when she sat down with Mariah, she was like, yeah, you know, I'm transgender, blah, blah, blah. It's like, the girl, I think everybody told you didn't have to reiterate this so many times. We get it. We know that's your story.
I don't know.
That's you.
Does she feel like she has to say that every time she's introduced to someone new? Because if you don't, people will take that the wrong way, like you're trying to trick them. Like, even women, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder, because it's like, even, I feel like Sin and Kimbella, well, Sin kind of already had an inkling when she was, like, in the car, but it's like, me, if I would have met Sydney by herself, like, her coming in the room, I wouldn't automatically be like, oh, my God, is that somebody underneath? You know what I mean? Type of thing. Like,
does she have an Adam's apple? I haven't seen
it. I wouldn't. Look, I haven't looked that far either. I'd just be like, hey, girl, what's up? Nice to meet you. But it's like, she just come off a little too extra now. It's like, before it was like, okay, maybe that's just who she has been. Now it's just kind of like, it's a little thirsty, it's a little desperate.
Oh, she's definitely clamoring for a storyline.
Yes.
Right now she's talking about getting surgery to chop it off. Now this is what I don't understand about the chopping it off and reconstructing, and even if you're a woman trying to be a man, like, how do you have the feeling, the sensor there? Like, how do you enjoy sex? Because I'm confused. You chop it off. Do you feel
it? I think it was like, because Bruce Jenner got the surgery, right? Or Caitlyn Jenner. I don't know. I think one of these celebrities got it. But it's like, I think what you do is, yeah, you're taking that off, like you're cutting it off, but then I think that skin that's there, the doctors will mold that into like a vagina for you. I don't know.
Because I'm saying, like, I know we can feel it, but how can they feel it?
To be honest, I have a friend whose sister actually did that. Well, it was like his brother who actually got the whole surgery done and everything, and now is like a sister. So it's like, well, he calls her his sister now. But it's like, I kind of want to interview her and be like, is this a little personal, interpersonal, you know?
Does anyone out there know what happens in the instance that you get reconstructive surgery? Because I know even with boob jobs, sometimes you can lose your nerve endings there. So I don't know.
That is a good question, because even if it's like breast cancer, you know how like some women have to get their breasts removed. Mm-hmm. Like even if like a man was to like feel on your chest area, would you feel that sensation still? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm kind of wondering.
I don't know. But Jonathan, he's not a stranger to surgery as well. He's been getting Botox and fillers since who knows how long, and I guess he keeps himself looking young.
To be honest, it's working for him, because he definitely doesn't have that like dramatic Beverly Hills plastic surgery face type of thing. You know what I mean? So every time we hear Botox, there's that whole stigma of like, oh, they're like their lips are huge and their cheeks are huge. You know what I mean? But it's like he looks decent. It looks like it's working for him.
Well, they get into, you know, because Naya and Sydney got into it. So Sydney's trying to give her side of the story. So she tells Jonathan that she feels like she was being come for by Naya because mm-hmm. of her womanhood, because she was like, oh, you can't dress, oh, you need a makeover, you can't rap, and all this stuff. Do we feel like that is what Naya was doing?
I didn't. I don't even think Sydney stretched before she reached, because it was like that reach was so far. It was like, how did you gather all of that? When it's just like, I feel like she was trying to be a friend. Rich already asked her if she could come and do that. So she's like, okay, I'm gonna do my brother or friend or whatever a favor. So it's like for her to bring those outfits for you and you like cut them up, try to be fashionable 2.0, like, and so redesign your own thing.
What do you think if she didn't want to wear them?
There's a classy way to be like, you know what, sis, thank you so much for the opportunity. I appreciate you getting these pieces for me, but it's like, this isn't really my style. Like, maybe we can go back and kind of go through some things that are more me, but this really isn't me. No disrespect, but I'm not going to wear these.
She needs to learn how to communicate, I think, because like you said, she could have just told her and maybe they could have went together to the store.
She was throwing them all on the floor and stuff, like stomping on them. Like, okay, you're being a little dramatic.
She's trying to do too much for TV, I feel like.
And absolutely.
Another couple who's doing too much for TV, Jewels and Kimbella, they're making out in front of his mom. Like, I've never seen anything like this before, because she's literally like sucking his face.
I just felt like that whole scene was pointless. Like, why did we have to throw that in there for her to pretty much say Jewels is back at home? But he's still just under custody of his mom. Like, what? And then it was like the next scene, but this is me time and so lovey-dovey time.
I'm confused. Are we all under the custody of our mom if we're single or something? Because, like, if I was to get in trouble, would my mom have to cover for
me? That's a good question. Because I don't know. Maybe, like, well, you ain't got a bunch of felonies on your record either. I think it's just because of that. But I don't know. But they weren't married. So it's... I don't even know how that works. Like, I can't live at home with my kids.
This is the thing. I guess because when you have a license and all these things from the government, even state government, it's registered to a house. So maybe his license was registered to his mom's house, and maybe that's why.
What type of grown man still got stuff registered at their mom's at like 35?
I don't know, but I'm just trying to figure out why can't Kimbella take care of him in this instance, because they have three kids together.
I was thinking that too from the very beginning. Remember at the beginning when she was like, Jewels has to stay at his mom's and blah, blah, blah. She was going over there to visit and stuff. I was like, is it only because they're not married? Like, is that it, or is there more to that story?
I think that's what it is. I think he's probably got everything registered to his mom, and that's how he keep everything separate, all the little extra stuff.
I got some
little
drug dealer stuff, you know what I mean? Like, the doughboy life, you got to keep stuff stashed at your mama house, like your auntie house.
Yeah, mama seemed like she was ride or die. She was like, you need me to pick up the kids while they make out. I'm like, no, they're about to make some more kids before he goes to jail, the way they kissing.
I wonder if it's like moms are more lenient when they know, like, their kids is bringing in money, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, I have a rap star for a son, and then my daughter-in-law is like a social media influencer, I guess.
Is she an influencer?
I mean, I don't know, but I don't know.
I've never bought anything Kimbella wore or
that. But we don't even know if she has products like that. But I mean, I guess she's a social media influencer, or she's a Love and Hip Hop reality star. But either way, you're bringing in a couple $1,000s here and there, so it's like,
sis ain't getting no wedding special. Just know that she's not getting the wedding special.
Ooh, you don't think so?
Didn't they already get married?
Oh, that's true. It could have been filmed, though. It may come out at a later date.
I doubt it.
They're going to be advertising it after the reunion watch. It's either going to be theirs or Joe and Sin's.
Well, Jewels decided to propose before she went in the slammer. And what do we think Rich is going to do now that Miracle's going away? Do you think he's going to propose?
Ooh, this Rich Dollar situation was getting me kind of, like, steamed. I was like, oh, my God. Like, sis, what you do? I thought it was an episode of Snapped. I didn't know what she was on.
She might have ended up on there if she would have killed the guy. And she probably might be in a better situation because now it's found out that he's snitching on her and he's cooperating with the prosecution. And this is why she's possibly having to go to trial. She claims in self-defense she's facing 2 to 20 years. That's a lot of years. She has a public defender. Rich goes off because he's like, why didn't you ask me for an attorney or some fees to take care of an attorney? And I think Miracle just doesn't understand how serious it is. She thinks she's going to get away because she's a woman and, you know, usually...
I don't know why she was thinking like that. For some reason, I was just like, she acting a little clueless. Because I was like, is she really this? She seemed a little ditzy.
I think a lot of women think that, though. Like, even when it comes to, like, people falsifying rapes and things of that nature, they think they can play the victim role and people automatically take their side. And I kind of see that in Miracle that she just is like, oh, yeah, it's self-defense. He did this to me.
And she definitely thinking it was, like, one way in and one way out.
And she's like, yeah. And she's like, oh, they haven't heard my side. So I don't know what her side is. They haven't let us hear it on the show yet. But she says she's not... guilty. She's not guilty.
I just want to know what happened. Like, what took place? She got to run it down from the beginning. Like, okay, me and this man. Because I'm like, what you do? Shoot him in the leg, and now he just up and walking again. Like, and he's just okay. Because I just feel like at that point, maybe it was a self defense to just kind of like get off of me type of thing. But it's like, now it's like you got to think if it was premeditated. Like, where was the gun at? Did you have to run and get it? You know what I mean? Were you like running for your life, or was it by the bedside and you just got over and was like, what you say? Like, let me see your phone. No. Oop, and now I shot you. Like, it's too many different situations, but just got to find out.
This is the thing about domestic violence, especially with men and women. On one side, the man, if he's abusing a woman, mm-hmm. I see a woman taking the man back more quickly, you know, than in this instance, she shot him and now he's cooperating against her. And it's kind of crazy. Like, I feel like if he was abusing her and he's cooperating with the police to get her thrown in jail, that's the highest form of abuse. Because it's
I just feel like that's a red flag. In so many movies, you always see like the psycho, weird, smart guys who trick the system cooperate with the police. They're going to sit mm-hmm. there, yeah, sir, I didn't do anything. Oh, that woman is crazy. You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. in the back of their mind, what? They didn't probably threw her all up out the garage, over the fence. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah. Of course he's cooperating. Like, he doesn't want to go to jail.
Yeah. I don't know. She doesn't realize how serious this is. She gets a wake-up call from Rich, basically, for her to think before she acts, which is kind of too late now because she should have thought before she picked up the gun and thought about the consequences and what... You live in Mississippi, girl.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how she's going to get out of this one, but hopefully her story's a good one. Anyone in the live chat?
I felt bad. Let me see. Lawrence, shout out to Lawrence Folk. He said, I love my dad way more than my mom. My dad had to get custody of me and my sisters. I'm like, is that going back to the Jewels thing? Because my mom went straight into poverty.
Maybe he's talking about, like foster care.
Oh, I'm like,
the foster. We haven't gotten there yet, but maybe that's what he's
like. Wait, I thought that was going back to Jewels and the.
Yeah, they did delve into that in the episode as well with Morale, and that's why her and Naya kind of got into it. But mm-hmm. let's get right into the whole like scenario with where they go to the vineyard.
The episode.
It's like Jonathan. He can never put together an event or a trip that is not messy. I mean, is it because he's like trying to pull people together that are random and they're not really friends? Like, what is going on?
I don't know. Jonathan is always tricky. But before we get into this messiness, you guys, we just wanted to say thank you for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk and for helping us continue to grow. We could always use your help, you guys. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, go ahead and give us that 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, you guys, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us. And we truly appreciate you guys supporting us in what we love. So don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
Yes. Make sure you give us a 5-star rating if you listen up to iTunes. Comment, like, subscribe. So the crew head up to Warwick, New York, to the vineyard. And they're going to smash some grapes and drink wine and get drunk. And they're all ready for, you know, whatever However, it goes down.
To be honest, my first initial thing was I only thought vineyards and stuff were, like, in California, like, up the coast. I didn't know that it was, like, New York. But it's, like, New York's vineyards totally look different from if you were, like, Napa Valley.
Yeah, it looks like a forest.
Yeah, it did. It looked a little, yeah, it looked a little, like, they need some water.
I mean, even those little grapes, they, I mean, maybe it wasn't grape season. It was cold. It was 30 degrees. That's what they said. Because everybody had a coat on, and then Sydney has on a miniskirt. So I'm like.
See, that's not even vineyard, like. Atmosphere, nothing. It has to be bright, sunny, going a little walk with your wine, pick the grapes. It wasn't that at all.
I don't know. Fall day at the vineyard could be nice. I don't know.
We'll have to see, I guess.
Well, one thing that I noticed is when everybody got picked up, they get Sydney in the car, and she has not even hung out with Sin or Kimbella, and she's so ready to tell them the mess. Like, already, like, I got into it with Naya. Like, why are we going right into it? But when you first meet someone, like, that's can never. You get acquainted with them? Tell them about yourself first. Like,
she had no intentions on that whatsoever. I think this whole thing clearly in the whole episode, you can see that whole issue with her and Naya was resonating in her soul, girl, and eating her alive. She wanted to tell somebody everything that happened with her and I, and she just wants it to be resolved. But it was just like, girl, you were speaking way too much. Because Sin had to, like, check her real quick. Like, girl, are you messy? Because you're doing a little too much talking right now. And then she, in her confessional, she was already like, I kind of heard a little bit about Sydney already. And now she's in front of me and Kimbella, like, running her mouth. Is like, girl, you doing the most.
Definitely doing the most. Sydney comes in with this see-through shirt and little mini skirt. Everybody else, Kimbella has on a fur and a full outfit. Sin has on a trench coat. Like, I don't know what's going on there. We actually have a picture in News and Gossip. I'll show you exactly what we're talking about. If you listen to iTunes, I'll describe it for you. Basically, Sydney has been testing Naya's gangsta.
Absolutely.
And she's coming to her with this apology, but it doesn't seem genuine. Naya isn't feeling it off top. And she's just like, you know what? Let's just have fun. Let's drink this wine, go on about our business. But Sydney just can't let it go. She just pushes the issue. And I'm like, is production telling her to do this?
They have to. Because I'm like, I started to feel like Naya. There's no way you, as a woman, even as a person, period, I feel like you get to a certain point when somebody keeps poking you and poking you and poking you and poking you, that you're just going to, like, lash out and flip and finally be like, girl, okay, I said this. Like, you already said what you got to say. I said I'm asleep on it. Leave it at that. Like, why 15 minutes later are you still like, oh my God, be my friend.
Give me a hug.
Yeah, like, no, you doing the most. Like, girl, we... 15 minutes ago, I just told you, I'm going to think about it. Leave it at that. Let's enjoy the wine. Why are you... No, she's doing the most.
Yeah, and like Naya said, she just wants to play nice so she can get her contacts and stay cool with the people because she's kind of, like, done with her. And looks like, from the looks of it, from her rapping skills to her attitude, that a lot of other people are done with her as well. Yep. When she gets into the little, what do they call it when you stomp the grapes? Just a little.
I think it's just like the little bucket, stomping area, I guess.
A bucket. Okay. When she gets in the bucket, she's like trying to get her leg over. She's like, oh, my tuck is coming loose. And I'm just like, I want you to have the surgery. Go ahead and have the surgery, girl.
I'm like, did that need to be stated? Like, I was kind of looking around like, oh.
And it's like the jokes that they're making. I don't know. Because I feel like transgender, LGBT community, they're so sensitive if someone says something. But when the guy, the vineyard guy, I don't know what his name was, and she was,
I think,
like,
they call him Frank.
Frank.
Yeah.
She's like, she's gonna give Frank some sausage, and it's just like, he don't know what's going on. Like, you know, like, why are we joking like that if you're so sensitive? Like, but see, it would
have been
something.
Yeah, it would have been bad if Frank would have said something back, and it wasn't that something that Sydney would have liked particularly. It would have just been like a whole bad situation, because now it's like, you're insensitive, you didn't know. But it's like, okay, you didn't know that he didn't know either. Like,
exactly,
when you said what you said. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's why I try
hard
to tread lightly about the whole thing. I don't know what's going on with the whole operation, but I would like to know, do you lose your senses down there if you get this surgery? Also, who comes up in the conversation, who wasn't even there, is Yandy. She can't help but make an appearance, even if she's not on the show. They say that she does everything for her image, including adopting this little girl. Now,
that got sticky.
I don't know, Yandy, but I kind of got the same feeling. I don't know if it was for her image, but I just felt like it was like a live-in babysitter. And I feel like that's how a lot of parents do. Like, when their kids become teenagers, it's like, oh, we got a little younger sibling. Watch your sister, watch your brother, and I'm going to go and handle this business. That's what I took away from it. I don't know if she's doing it for her image, but it just looked real convenient.
So that situation is so hard because I'm like, a couple weeks ago we were talking about it. It's like my whole thing was like, I was trying to see the difference of like a situation like when we're talking about like R. Kelly. It was like, okay, she's not a molester. Let's not like, you know, get that messed up. R. Kelly still probably did half of that stuff. But it's like, what's the difference of harboring somebody who was underage? Because remember, it was like she took her in. The social worker didn't know where she was at. Her like by her adoptive parents or whatever didn't know where she was at either. So it's like pretty much you were kidnapping this girl too. You managed, yeah, she was free to leave, but at the same time she was still under your care, you know what I mean? So I'm like, that whole situation is a little sketchy because knowing Yandy's character, yeah, she does do things a little bit for attention sometimes out there, but it's like that one's like, I don't know, because it's a thin line between trying to help that kid out, you know what I mean? Because that's like, if I'm in a dangerous situation, I would want somebody to help me too, whether you're a celebrity or whether you're a regular person down the street. Like, I don't care what you do, but I don't know, that's we're going to have to see how that unfolds. I'm like, I'm going to see how what happens at the reunion with this conversation, because I'm like, everybody's coming for Yandy. Well, yeah. At least Mariah is, too. And that was different, too. I was like, what, Mariah?
Definitely want to see this at the reunion because I want to see if she keeps the girl. I think they have taken some recent pictures, actually.
I think it went through. I think we covered that, too. It was like, no, like, at this point, moving forward, like, today, she is adopted and she is a part of Yandy's family, so.
Well, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. So, absolutely. Good to hear that, that it has become somewhat of a happy
ending. I wonder what Meneses thought of that.
He probably egged it on. He's like, you know, you need help at that's the true, house. Man. You know, her and Bella
need help.
No, I'm just saying.
So she's a nanny.
That's what I see. A free nanny that she's like cooking dinner for. That's all I see.
Those situations are kind of scary, though. I didn't see so many Lifetime movies that it's like, you know, kind of having like an older child that you're getting out of foster care. They always kind of tend to be a little rebellious. So it's like, I don't want no little Menendez brothers. Like, I'm not trying to wake up and you got a knife over me like, you're not my mom. Like, okay, hold on. Look,
you're like, give me some money. You
yeah,
know,
like, you not my mom. Give me your purse. Like, what? This is stick up. I'm being robbed. I didn't adopted you. Like, hold on. This is getting way
that's
out of hand.
That's exactly what I think Yandy's or Mendici's mom had concerns about. Ooh, you know
I think
what
that's supposed to be coming at, too, that she's like, hey, you went behind his back and got, like, a whole kid.
Yeah, so I think that's where everybody was coming from, you know, do your background research and give it some time. But, I mean, it was a dangerous situation, so kudos for getting her out of it. So the wine, everybody's drinking, they're getting in their feelings, and, you know, after Sydney gets out of the bucket, she goes back and pokes Naya again. And I'm just like, girl. Now, this is the thing. We find out she's had two chances. This next chance will be her third strike or she's out, right? So what I didn't understand is when she got into it with Mariah Lynn, why she was so ready to go at her. I was like, was it because of her size? Because, you know, Mariah Lynn is like 98 pounds.
Tiny.
And, you know, Sydney is like a man still. You know, she has a penis and everything. I'm just saying she has a penis. So she could give Naya a run for her money. Now, we don't know if Sydney can fight because she acts like she can't fight.
I don't think you can fight. Like, I think if you're, I think there's like some type of laws behind that. I think if you're like a transgender and you have not had the surgery yet, I don't think you can fight. Because I'm like, because when that, like, literally you're a man at the end of the day. Like, I feel like in a court or whatever, they're going to be like, okay, you're transgender. There's a name for it. Or there's labels, whatever. At the end of the day, you're a man. You still got a penis. It is what it is. There's testosterone running through your body, whatever. So it's like, for her to pull back and probably knock Naya out, that's like, that's a full man punch coming at you type of thing. So I'm like, I don't know.
Okay.
We're going to do some research on that, too.
Exactly. If you have the surgery, do they change it like almost like a birth certificate? I got to do some research.
We do, because I'm like, this is a whole process. I'm interested.
Right, because I'm like, do they change your gender? So, like, when you go to the doctor or when you go to the jail, would you go to a male jail or a female jail?
That's a good interview for like Laverne Cox.
Laverne, come holler at us.
Yes, because that's like a real interesting, because it's like I feel like she's already had the surgery and she's like full woman now, you know what I mean? So it's just like, how do you go about that? Like, yeah. I feel like Laverne would for sure be in like a female prison.
You guys,
like,
don't take it too hard on us. We just don't know. So yeah. If you have the information, let us know in the comments. Don't get mean with it, though. Just let us know because we don't know. We're going to do some
curious
research, though,
yeah,
because I'm definitely interested now seeing this interaction with Sydney and how she's acting like she can just jump at people and start fights and just walk away like it's nothing.
She was so quick to bring that up, too. She was like, yeah, I flinched at her. Everybody was like, you did what? Like, what you do? And she was like, It's like, what? No, sis, you can't be flinching at nobody. Because it's like, if you would have flinched at me and I took that as, like, you was coming at me and I would have socked you in your face, like, dead on because of reflexes, like, mm-hmm. then it wouldn't, I wouldn't be in the wrong. That would be you because you tried to come at me.
Well, Sydney's definitely fake. Sydney even called her out on it. this whole fight with Mariah Lynn, you know, Jonathan basically is on Nia's team. Mm-hmm. He's on Yandy's team. And he's basically like to hell with Mariah and
Kim, too, because Kim was at the table.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Kim. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, I don't know what he's trying to do with this whole group, but I think since Anais is gone, he's just really searching for a friend. And he is. Just like, he knows Yandy is his friend and he knows that Mariah is his friend. So he's going to stick with those people.
I'm just like, one, I'm still tired of Kim bringing up Yandy. We don't need to talk about Yandy at this point in time. If, like, hello. If it's dead and gone, if y'all friendship is just, it is what it is and it's ended, don't even speak up. Like, I'm not even going to bring your name up anymore.
And look how she had her in the wedding. That's, she's another fake one. Okay. I don't know. Like, yeah, Kimbella.
We can't do this.
Did you get the apology that you were so desperately wanting because homegirl was at your wedding?
She was going off on Yandy in them confessionals too. Like, I said what I said, I meant what I meant. I was like, oh, okay, you was real passionate. But
see, me as a friend, I don't know if I can deal with somebody like that. I mean, sometimes the years don't matter, like,
at all.
It, you know, the years don't equal the loyalty or a real friendship, and sometimes you outgrow people.
Yep.
But it's great absolutely. That they're deciding to stick it out and rock with each other, because Juelz is going to jail, so she does need a rock and someone who understands. But also at the same time, do you feel like you're surrounded by certain company and it brings you down? Because it's like, oh, Yandy's man is in jail. Now my man is in jail. Like, do you think it's like
some negative Nancy's together?
Like, rubbing off of like, each other.
Nah, I need to be in some positive atmosphere.
Right. I need somebody whose husband is at home. Like,
give me something to look forward to.
Right. A double date, please. Not call collecting.
Conjugal visits. Right. Like, no, that ain't
it. Let's take a trip to the jail, girl, together. No.
I just think they just need to stop talking about it. I'm like, if you're so passionate about it, that whole, like, sit down, like, I feel like that whole table with them four was just so unnecessary. It was like, when it was Kim was so passionate, I'm Yandy this, and why are we even talking about her? And then she's like, Jonathan, I see how you writing for her. That's how I used to do it too. And then it was like, Mariah chimed in like, yeah, I thought Yandy was doing this too. It's like, well, Mariah, when did you start having issues with Yandy? It was just so like,
well,
out
she
of nowhere
said it's because of the foster
that.
Care situation. She says she's been in foster care and that she's been given, you know, back to the system after, you know, staying with someone for a moment in time. And she feels like that can be detrimental to the young girl. But
that's another situation like we were talking about. Sis, if you don't know all the facts, if you haven't spoke to Yandy about that situation or got to be included or know or learn what's going on or what the process is of what she's doing, don't speak out here saying stuff like this negative, like, oh, she's harboring her against her will. Like, we don't know that. You know what I mean? I'm like, she's clearly went through the whole process and got her legally now. But I'm like, before, it just seemed like Mariah was, remember in her confessional, she said she was trying to be nosy anyway. So it's like, girl, no, you mm-hmm. didn't have no problem with Yandy. You was just chiming in just so you can fit in at the table with the
she
round table.
She needs a storyline as well.
Yeah.
Because where's DJ Self? He ain't on there this season.
I think he made an appearance once.
Oh, okay. With the he back, he with back the, at the TV show. I mean, at the radio
Jacque
station.
Or something. Yeah, I think he's just focusing on music.
All right. Well, Alexis made a little cameo this time, and she seems to be making a cameo in the baby's life because she walks in, the grandma is holding the baby, she put the baby on her lap for 1 second. She's like, girl, hold him. Hold her.
Alexis' scenes be so random, girl. I'd be like, what?
But I'm just saying, like, you just got home. And now you can't even hold your baby? Like, that...
Take her for a minute. Clearly, she's just like, and then
you
in
just walked in the door.
And in her confessional, she's like, I just feel so bad because I don't want to leave my grandma to take care of the baby. But it's like, you look like you're super dependent on grandma taking care of the baby. Like, oh, grandma here, hold her. I just came home. I got to take these Balenciagas off my feet.
I don't know. But we find out she was at lunch, and it was all over the news mm-hmm, at one point.
That.
Where
that was like, 3-4 months ago now.
Yeah, 6ix9ine was outside of a pretty fly restaurant in New mm-hmm. York, and they got to shooting, and his security got shot up, mm-hmm. and Alexis almost got shot, so she was a little shaken up. I can understand her being shaken up. However, take care of your kids, girl, especially on TV. Like, it just don't look good, and she's saying she's doing all this to make money for Lele. Yeah. Yeah, because Fetty isn't
certain
providing.
Situations, I just kind of feel like you got to think, you got to be smarter in these situations. If I'm in a label, one already, I just kind of feel like that's a crappy label anyway. Like, you need to be RCA, like, Jive Records, whatever. But it's like, okay, you decided to go with Treyway, whatever that is, whoever that is. And then it's like, you already know Tekashi's already, like, the most hated. Remember, he was already talking crap about so many rappers since he first came out. And then even all of this stuff, it's been like, hell, he was with Kanye and they was, like, shooting up the studio or whatever. So it's like, sis, for you to even sit down and agree to go to lunch with him in a public place is already kind of like, I'd be sitting back like, hey, there's no way we can meet in no secret location, like a little meeting between everybody that work here. Like, we can't find a little warehouse or something to go to. Like,
but you know what? It wasn't even like a big event. They were going to lunch to have a business meeting. So it was like a upscale restaurant.
They need to have a business meeting in a warehouse and get it catered. Like, somebody Postmates some food over there and say you don't even know who was going to. Because, like, clearly somebody knew where they was at. Got a lead and
seemed like when everything came out in the news that this guy Shoddy or somebody a part of this Treyway,
that's the manager, right?
Yeah, setting up 6ix9ine, and that's kind of what's going on. I'm not saying Shoddy did it, but somebody from that crew is setting somebody up. So definitely something happened, and that was like the beginning of the whole crumbling of 6ix9ine and everything. Because after that, then the feds went to his apartment, found guns.
And now y'all getting shot at. Girl, at this point, I think your smartest decision is to resign. Hey, thank you guys so much for the opportunity.
But I think it's automatically null and void if your CEO goes to jail or, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
you
should be able to forfeit
your contract at this point. So, this ain't best wishes to Alexis. Hopefully, she can make some more money for Lele and a nanny. Or at least pay grandma's rent or something. So, we get right into Miracle, Ashley, and Rich. They head to court, and she basically has a little chat with the public defender. She tells her there's nothing to worry about. We're going to ask for a continuance. So she's going to get a little more time. At least she's not going to have to, you know, sit in jail without bail like 6ix9ine is. So she's out for the time being, and we have to see if she's going to take this plea deal. She has the option to basically do an open plea, which is basically pleading guilty. And then from there, you find out what the sentence will be, which she doesn't know at this point. But the lawyer says she has a strong case so that she should be able to get out of it. So she feels like she can fight this case in trial.
When she just, like, I don't know, that whole scene bothered me because it just felt like Miracle was, like, one of them kids that is, like, a mom sends the teacher to the kid. I mean, the kid to the teacher to ask them something. And then they come back and be like, so what'd your teacher say? She said, to bring my homework tomorrow, and that's all I needed. That's, like, you know what I mean? They was like, wait, okay, so no, did you ask them what happened? And she was like, no, I forgot. Like, wait, what? Like, so what you going there asking? You know what I mean? And that's how Rich was, like, looking at her, like, so what you going there and talk to her? But the public defender, first of all, she looked like she wanted to be Annalise Keating so bad from How to Get Away with Murder. She was definitely giving me Viola Davis vibes. But it was like, she just looked like she was on TV just to be on TV. It didn't look like she was trying to do her job. Because it was like, sis, what? I got to plead guilty or go to jail. Like, there's no other options in this. Where, what are you, like, what are we paying you
to
do?
Well, that's what a public defender pretty much does. You're not paying them. They're working for whatever the government pays them.
Oh, so, I'm thinking that's like another like a lawyer like type of thing. Like, no, you didn't pay her to come down there for you.
No, so in the justice system in America, if you can't afford a lawyer, they give you one. And
oh, so that's a public okay, so now it makes sense. Dang, okay, yeah. So she was definitely trying to be on her lawyer, Annalise Keating, like, let me get these papers together. But I don't know. When she started breaking down, though, I was like, oh, this is a little rough.
It was kind of sad, but it was like it finally was sinking in that this is serious. You may be going to jail, and you're affecting your daughter, and you didn't think about this when you picked up the gun. And we don't know what her other option was, so I'm not going to hold any judgment. But I do want to get into Guess That Bar, our special segment. Are you ready?
Oh, ready as
ever. All right, ready as you ever be. Okay. So I picked some really easy songs for you. Let's get right into it. Right next to De Niro, But I'll Be Hood Forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem all of my Dominicanos.
Is this a Joel Santana song?
Right there up on Broadway. Pull me back to that McDonald's. Took me to my stash.
I don't know
stop.
This one. Like, hold on. I'm like, I'm not getting this one. Who is this?
All right, hit it.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna guess this one. I'm like, I wasn't really a big fan of this one for some reason. I didn't really.
Well, I picked this because we're in New York. I thought we should show New York some love. Jay-Z, the king of New York, Alicia Keys. What's up? We need new music.
Every time I see this and hear this this video and hear this song, I think of Lil Mama coming out on stage with Jay-Z and Alicia Keys.
Exactly. That is nothing but New York right there. Let's get into the next one. Seen Shorty, she was crazy, right? And I approached baby like, my, what's your age and type? She looked at me and said, you a baby, right? I told her I'm 18 and I live a crazy life.
This is Cameron, hey ma. Huh?
Yeah, she got it.
I'm like, yeah, okay, I knew this one.
Hey, my boob hey. Is real. I mean, she do be winning, Louis spinning. Go to the crib, she got the Gucci linen. Hey, this was a little bop. I need to listen to this in the car.
Hey, ma, what's up?
All right, let's get this one. I know you're gonna get this one. Lie and die in the fire where I learn to ball. Uptown is a place where I lay my dome. On the streets of the Bronx where our family roam. Damn, we home.
I don't know this one, y'all.
Player haters feel the flame from my heater. I never really like to play a fool like that. But I love to succeed and see my foes fall flat. Splat.
I don't know this.
Splat, splat. Okay,
who
hit
is
it.
This?
Hey, hey, you know this is
okay. Okay,
this is Peter Gunn. Hey.
This is Peter Gunn?
Yes, you don't remember Peter Gunn's song?
Look, I can barely see the video, but yeah. What? I remember the song, but I would have ever thought this was
yes,
Peter Gunn.
Yes, this is Peter's big break right here.
That's
this is
crazy.
How we know Peter.
Wow.
This is the hip hop Peter brought to us. Well, let's get right into our news and gossip.
Yes.
I have another bit of breaking news right here.
Yeah.
So, if you did not hear about it, Alexis Sky and Fetty Wap's daughter, Aaliyah, had to undergo breast... I'm sorry. I just saw the picture up there and I saw some breast. I'm sorry, y'all. Brain surgery.
More serious
this is
note.
No laughing matter. Aaliyah did go through surgery, and she was successful in it, so she's still doing well. We just want to pray that she, you know, doesn't have any more health complications, because she's been going through it ever since birth. You
that's
know?
Just so scary. She had a premature birth. I can't even imagine, like, a baby, you know, having, like, fluid filling up in their brain and stuff, and you got it, like, drained and have multiple surgeries and stuff. So I'm like, yeah, definitely praying for her. That sucks.
Definitely. And Alexis, our prayers are with you. And we'll get right into Joel Santana. He name dropped Tyler Perry in an effort to push back his prison sentence. What was Joel thinking? He should just go to jail because he's trying to prolong his surrender date. It's January the 30th. He's saying that he has been invited by Tyler Perry to attend a function and is directly tied to his Love and Hip Hop appearance. So I don't know what's going on there, but he's trying to not go to jail.
Joel just need to go to jail. Like, boy, what? I want to name drop so I ain't got to put my rent out there, but my rent's still going to be due every first of the month. Like, you just got to go. You just going to have to miss it. Tyler Perry and his turnips is still going to be there when you get out of jail.
Yes, and for those of you who missed it, the episode, if you're just tuning in to the recap, I have a photo of Sin, Kimbella, and Sydney Starr as they approach the winery.
These outfits.
Everybody on iTunes, Sydney, she has on this red mini dress with the half shirt that's see-through. Kimbella has on a red fox fur and a jumpsuit that from the 70s.
I think and it was then, like a Versace print type of...
It's
like,
not Versace. Maybe. Who knows?
But you know that like gold and black kind of like design print that be on white? Like, it just looked like that outfit. Like.
And since she has on a hat and trench coat. So I don't know what Sydney was thinking here with this outfit choice, but they said it was 30 degrees and it's New York City, so... I don't know.
Never been, but everybody's always talking about if it's 30 degrees, it's cold anyway. We're in California, and if it's below 50, I'm cold, period. So no.
Where's the fashion that Sydney says she has? Because it's always, like, fashion
bag.
Over,
rave,
rainbow-looking outfits. I don't know.
She shops at Rue 21. Mm-hmm. I think in that situation, I'd have on Sin's outfit. Sin looked like she was the best dressed at that whole thing. She just had on heels. I wouldn't have wore a stiletto. I would have wore, like, a nice little riding boot, a little flat boot.
And we're going to get into some more fashion news because Mama D and Karen King were spotted out at the club with some see-through stuff on. And they're approaching 60 years old now. So I'm just confused.
Wow.
Yes. Now, they look good and snatched. Now, surgery definitely helped the ladies out. But it's like when your face looks 60 and your body looks 20.
That's why KK had that turtleneck on.
Well, she looks appropriate, but Mama D has on this see-through lingerie top and bottom. And
it's
yeah,
real dominatrix to me, like 50 Shades of Grey.
She doesn't look like a married woman here or look like Lil Scrappy's her son, but whatever. I don't know. That's it for news and gossip. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Let's get into our predictions.
Last little news and gossip, you guys. We want to send out our prayers to Jussie Smollett. After we were speaking about the LGBT community, definitely prayers go out to the Smollett family. Like, that situation that happened to him today was super hateful, like hate crime. That's super disgusting and disturbing. So definitely prayers to go him and for a speedy recovery.
Yes. We all love you, Jussie. And let's get into our predictions before we get out of here.
Now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So
I'm like, okay, so yeah, so we started talking about Sydney's surgery. I definitely want to see what this doctor has to say and like what her situation is to see like what her surgery is going to have to be. So I'm interested to see that.
Okay, yeah, I think the doctor mentioned it was going to be about $40,000. I don't know if that's worth it. Right, I don't know if that's worth it for Sydney. And they were like, well, ask somebody with money. And then they're like, ask Rich. I'm like, I don't think Rich is paying for this.
I wouldn't. That's a personal matter. You know what I mean? It's not something that needs to be done for your career.
Exactly. And then on top of that, I think Rich is just going to drop her because she's too messy and she has too many problems.
He got too much going on, period.
Exactly. So it's over for Sydney. That's my prediction. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace. Thank you so much for rocking with us. You can follow me on Instagram at Conversation Peace, like a piece of cake, or tweet me at MISS Convo Peace. Let me know what you think. You can also go to my website, www.conversationpeacemag.com.
Yes, absolutely. You guys can follow me on Instagram at @theonly_KaylaRenee, and you can follow me on Twitter at @catching, and it's catching with a K, and then K-A-Y, so it's catching K.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. See you next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.